I've got a message to quickly deliver to you this morning. And this morning is very prophetic, so that makes it short. In other words, what is God saying to us in this house, in this season? I thank God for your joy. It is contagious. And if you don't have joy, you're definitely not in the presence of God. For in the presence of God, there is fullness. There is no half joy. There is no bright cloud or dark cloud, because you don't walk with a cloud. You are the sun. You dictate what happens in the constellation, the Orions. You dictate when rain should fall. The moment Noah was through building the ark, the rain was ready. The sun in the constellation of heaven absorbed the water in the ark. God wanted to deliver him from was first of all in the ark before it came outside the ark. I will make a rain fall. Let the ark be the protection. The ark therefore became the obedience of Noah, upon which the sun fed. If the earth does not release, heavens cannot give anything. Today you've released certain things into the heavens. Heavens is about to put upon you something that money cannot buy, something that parents cannot give. There is someone I'm talking to on this road today. You didn't hear what I just said. Noah had father. But until there is the building of the ark and an evaporation happens, the earth will remain the same. They wouldn't have seen before rain, but there was a man in the realm of men who was God in that realm. And if you will obey divine orders, heaven will do what has never happened before. I see people here this afternoon, from the Phoebes to the Timothys, that your obedience will be complete this morning, and heavens will rain what has never happened. You didn't hear me. Sit down, listen to me for a moment. Everybody keeps saying we've never seen a kind of sparknation before. Heavens rained down. When a man's obedience is complete. Did you hear what I just said? When Noah's obedience is complete, only one way forward, the only next level, was that something will happen in this realm. It doesn't matter what nation it catches us in. It could be Nigeria or Ghana, Congo or America, Atlanta or California. When the obedience of one man in a realm is complete, heavens rain down what has never happened before. Can I ask you a question this afternoon? What if the obedience of 300 men and women is complete? Then the earth will erupt and revival will happen like men have never seen it before. So I came to make announcement to the children, sons and daughters of revival. I don't know if they are in Spark Nation yet, but I perceive that you are one of them. I said I perceive. You don't understand that word. Wait. You didn't hear what I just said. I perceive. Even if it were not so, my perception will begin to shape it. Are you ready, sir? I perceive. The same word used for form, you know. God was going to form man in his image. But even though he's the one by whose image man will be formed, he has to perceive the man. The reason for our growth will still shock the world, because you know why? I've got a link. Second Kings.
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet.
Wait. A certain woman of the wives of the sons. Every son of the prophet here, you better marry a certain woman. A sure is certain. God was saying to Abraham, he said, as for my word, they are certain. Sure woman. She's a sure banker. She will not fail to love. She will not fail to pray. She is not swayed by opinion here and there. You know, most women are swayed by opinion. What are they saying? What are they move from head to head. Don't marry a woman that is not certain. A certain woman of the wife of the sons. And so what about women? Don't marry anyone that is not the son. Because like, at 7 point and a word, Pastor Ndidi will say, he's not your son. I listen to that almost every night. I wonder why she wants to mute herself. But God will raise another person to do it. I don't want to put it long. So it's going to be. When we want to marry, what should we ask? It's like, who is your dad? Is it Mr. Chukuma? Chukuma. I said, I don't care about Mr. Chukuma. I will meet Mr. Chukuma. But can I meet your father? Your father. Not your daddy. Daddy is great. And we must honor daddies. We must honor them. But she was a wife of the sons of the prophet. Go on, sister, quickly.
She cried out to Elisha and said,
now, she cried out to the prophet now. Please stay with me. Can I quickly tell you something? This is what the Lord woke me up with this morning. Stop. This is what he woke me up with this morning. I want to put this in perspective. Have you ever gone to Canary Wharf before or driven past the place or seen it on television and you see those huge bank buildings? HSBC, KPMG, which one again? Lloyds, backward. Yeah, I just said HSBC, JP Morgan. Citibank, that's fine. Look at all these buildings. Listen now, please. Listen to this one. If you, as a person, the biggest among us in size, or the smallest among us, if you stand in front of that building, it is intimidating. It is gigantic. It looks insurmountable. It is huge. It is humongous. The Lord said, let me tell you something about those things. Listen. Stop. Listen. Listen. You can do that after, but listen to this. He said, look at those buildings, right? They came out of a person. The building is not accessible to you because you've not taken that person. If you take that person, you take that building. God told me this is how to build. He said, if you want to build a church building, no worries. This is what you should do. All those blocks you see there, one floor, two floors, they said it's up to the 70th floor. They are people. Those banks and industries start in someone's living room. They were thinking through and they were giving sacrificially. Then, those who started the Bank of Shanghai and Hong Kong or Barclays or da-da-da, they are not the ones that built the building. If you raise the people, some people will build that building. Why do our parents not have any legacy building? They were building themselves. So they grew up to realize that the sons they built do not have the capacity to build those things. Yes, it became their own building, right? So our parents, part of at least one or two blocks in that Canary Wharf is some of our dad's blood there. So I said, Lord, I hope that when I get to 70 and 80, and most of you will be 99 then, our son will be about 70, 79 when I get to 80. Pastor Hope be 78. I hope I will find a church called Spark Nation to go worship and see all this joy. Because if I'm dying, let's say I'm dying at 80, there's no point going to dying people. Are you listening to me? I don't need to go among the congregation of the old. Why? I already know I'm old. Don't remind me. Let me go see young bloods. And if the first generation and second and third don't do it, if you change this model, you're going not to go to heaven. If you like, you can be worshiping Jesus on Judgment Day. They will say, go to the left. Why? Because your captain is here and said, don't let any of those guys come in here. Otherwise, we will cause a rebellion here because Lucifer did it. I'll do it. Don't try me. The Lord says, we don't want this guy's trouble. Let him go. We must keep this model. Now, how do we confront some banks and industry? Don't look at their balance sheet. Get the people. How do you get the people? Become better than the people who built it. How do you become better? The Word. Because what started humanity is the Word. If we understand this Word well, we'll be better than those people, and whoever is better rules. I came to do impartation this morning. Instead of trying to compete in a music song or music in stuff, get better than them by knowing the Word. You can't get better by studying what they studied in Harvard. Nothing wrong with great education, and I advocate that. But as you're studying that, sit with the Word and learn. He said, come and learn of me, for I am meek. Otherwise, they would only use your own blood also to continue a family legacy. That's the end of every. And let me start with this today, because whatever I say now, people want to write about it, write jargons, write this, write that. He's a bling loving pastor. I can only wear what I have. God is against borrowing clothes. So let me first of all say 2-3 disclaimers. Let me say this quickly, and I'll talk for 20 minutes. Let me quickly say this. Number one, when I continuously use the word black man or woman or people of color, it's because, please listen carefully to this, I understand very well my assignment and to whom it is for. Not deceiving myself. Someone said, we pray that we have a mixture of all nationalities. So we already do. You're from, I can't remember, but he's Nigerian. He's Nigerian. You're from Congo. This is Ghana, representatively. There's Ghana here. There's Congo. There's Zimbabwe. Patrick is there. He's Caucasian. So I said, all nations are already here. How do you calculate all nations? How many of them know? Nations come from people. Patrick alone can carry the whole of Europe if he develops the capacity. If you don't believe me, think about this. Countries like Nigeria is over 100 million people. and they are struggling more than Netherlands. They have more human power resources, but they don't understand how to use it. So it's not the numbers. So how do we take those nations? Get better in the word. You see, the Bible reading you're doing right now is training you to take nation. We are in Deuteronomy now, right? As you're reading it, today I'm just going to mobilize, drop some word for you to think about and just lay hands. So God says, you guys have an assignment. By you guys, pardon me, I mean we saints have an assignment. It's called nation taking. Why is Spark Nation struggling like this when we struggle? Because our parents did not break certain barriers. For our parents, once their neighbors shout at them, they quickly hide. They change their messages to golf. Say, I don't want problems. I don't want people to look at me. And I understand that. Because you see, the problem of the black man is the black man himself. I know all those things. I'm not naive. But a generation has to break that. Do you know, since when our parents have been building home houses back at home, but they can't go? I saw one went the other day, like 5-6 years ago. They ran back after 2 months. Said, they are bad people there. You know what that means? You know what I'm trying to tell you? Wherever God puts you is home. You've got to fight for the next generation there. Okay, now you're ready for the word. So I've done the disclaimer. What other disclaimer now? So when I say black man, I can't say BAME. It's long. I can't say BAME. Black and minority. It's long. It's very long. Black, Asian, minority, ethnicity, blah, blah, blah. So, people training me about how to answer prayers, it's just say BAME. I said, yeah, I'll say it once and I'm going to flip the second time. Because I know my assignment. It is to our nation is the nation of every young person. Oh, does that mean other people cannot come to this church? They have to. In order to join hands with the next generation and create a model. They have to, but they have to be selected by God himself. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet quickly
cried out to Elisha,
saying what?
Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
Are you sure you're on the right track, right?
Yes,
oh yeah, go on. Jump to verse what?
Eight,
please.
Now, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman.
This is another situation completely. Elisha went to Shunem, and in Shunem lives a notable. She was a notable woman, just a certain woman as well. Can I talk to the sisters? And I'm not being chauvinistic or all the nonsense grammar word the fake media tries to make you feel big by saying women power. There's nothing like that. Power is power. It's either you have it or you don't. So I don't even recognize if a person is a man or woman until they remind me. Because as far as I'm concerned, I see people in assignments rather than the sex that they belong to. So it's not about you quoting what a man can do, a woman can do better. Once a woman said that, then I remember, oh, okay, you are a woman and you are fighting to get out of a shell. You're probably listening to the media. And the fake news. A certain woman, she was a notable woman.
And she persuaded him to eat some food.
Yeah.
So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food.
Can you please, all the Phoebes in the house, can you please note the first thing that this woman does? She will feed. Now, the second disclaimer is this. I do not solicit anything from anyone. Let's get that clear. Because if we're going to do impartation, we're going to get into some word and it will look as if, oh, these pastors, this. No, I don't. You don't need to give me anything. You don't need to, of course, definitely no food out of everything. But let's lay down a principle that is in God's word. This is God's word. The first thing that these Phoebes, we're going to find out that this woman is Phoebe. She lived in Shunem. So we've got to do a geographic training now. But anyway, if we get there today, we get there. Actually, can I quickly say something to you? I'm closing in on the snake. For I knew for sure that there is no snake in Eden that was talking. So I've been looking for the past 20 something years of my life, what is this snake? I think I'm closing in now. Yeah. Actually, I think I've found it. But I'll not share it with you now. Scripture is very deep, you know. Oh my God. You know, that's why you don't go anywhere by reading the Bible. You know what? It's not going to work. You'll just be reciting it and get frustrated. Unless you are reading under instruction. I think I've found the snake. Actually, let me just drop a hint. I actually think it was living in her, not outside her. I can't finish it because I still need three more scriptures. Because by the amount of two or three witnesses, I've got to get scriptures. So let's go back to this one. I think I found the medicine to women not rising like they should. You see the serpent, right? You see the serpent. When God cursed him, God said, dust will be his food. The dust that was giving him food from day one, and she has power to deny that serpent of food. But if she feeds it, it can talk. The Shunem woman is going to have to reverse this by giving food to divine order. The highest manifestation. Listen to the name called God. Let me tell you this. Who is God on earth? The one people sing worship to and say, oh, I feel it. You're deceiving yourself, my friend. God in the realm of man is divine order. The highest manifestation of God in this realm is man. When Elisha was walking past, if the notable woman did not take note of him, she just missed God. But that's the first thing that he's got to do. The mentor of Elisha was Elijah. The raven fed him. But food is still necessary because the food you give to God reverses the potence of the serpent, your craving. Anyone's got some craving? Yeah. Anyone get some cravings sometimes? What if a woman gets pregnant? Double F begins to crave for some things. They said it's because of worms. Read on, John. This is now Sunday. Now Sunday be this. And she persuaded him. We are not there yet, because if I share that without giving you scriptures, that's the difference between me and scientists. I've got to give you scriptures. But if I had time, I would have taken you to Ezekiel, because he found him. And she persuaded him to eat. The other one persuaded Eve to eat everything. Just go eat it. But now, order, the prophetic, the apostolic, the evangelistic is order. When we respond to order, we respond to God. When we obey order, we obey God. But God must first of all eat. You see, our mother called Sarah, not Eve now, because Eve yielded to craving. Sarah had an encounter with these three angels. And she had to feed them first. And when she fed them, they released the divine order to her. By this time next year, you will walk into what God has always proposed for your life. Please keep the idea of Sarah in your head. You'll walk into what God has always said, but you don't have power to carry it out until you feed us. It can be God's promise all you like. Sister said, I saw the promises of God. I'm sure it will come to pass. It won't. It won't unless you connect to the order of God in the realm of man, which is still man. When he ascended on high, when he left, he gave gift unto men. Some to be apostles, some prophets. This is order of the church kingdom. And so, if first of all, why did he say, bring all your tithe into my house? That there may be food first. They didn't hear me. The first reason for tithe is not that there may be growth. It's also that there can be payment of bills. Bring all your tithe, Malachi 3, that there may be food. Because if you feed the order of God, it connects you to your source of power. And so why do you go to a restaurant and just pay all the bills? I understand. These are all men of God. I see their future. Take it. I'm joking. I'm just joking. Of course, you've got to be a blessing. So God, he's looking at me with hatred. Like, he's using our destiny. You know, you hear such nonsense in church, you know. Say that guy's using our destiny. One day, my dad's brother told him, he's using our star. My dad said, if you leave your star hanging around, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm just going to pick it and use it anyway. Why is your star lying everywhere? You don't need it. Let me look. If somebody say, listen, if someone say, you're using their star, tell them, if I were you, I'll submit it more. But I'll be coming to you and say, you know, it's out my star we are both sharing. Bless me. Because that star was not helping you. So take the guy, hand it over to the guy who knows how to use it, and then receive blessing from them. They are African talk rubbish. So let's leave Eve now. So I've shown you food twice or three times now, right? So Sarah, that night, Abraham commanded quickly. He said, prepare meal for them. And she made a meal for the prophet. She made meal for the Trinity, for the angels. And they ate. But later we'll find in scripture that he then said, men ate the food of God, and God ate the food of man. And someone says, God does not eat food. There's a song in my language that says, even if I make pounded yam and that, you don't eat it. Listen, God in this realm does not exist like that. If his man eats it, he ate it. That is just as simple. If his man gets served by me, I just served God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I say, I don't serve no man, I serve God. But where, who is he? I'm asking, who is he? Where is he? Can you touch him? Can you feel him? Can you? No. And it won't make any sense, therefore, if it doesn't come in a bodily form. In womb dwelt this Jesus, Jesus Joseph, Mr. JJ. In Jesus Joseph, in him dwells bodily the Godhead. And when his body wastes, the Godhead lives. He lifts, and as his body was going, he breathed on the disciples, said, be filled with the ghost, the spirit that came into me. The old dwelling, take it. So from that day, whatever Peter says in this realm happens. No, in case you don't understand. So Elisha was following Elijah, and they parted Elijah and Elijah. These guys parted sea at will. So, oh, I'm going to the corner shop, but there's Jordan. See how these men rule the world. And they are men like you and I. What made us powerless is the media and the money you are looking for. You're not going to get it. It's a mirage. Satan is not going to give you anything. Look at your neighbor and say, stop sleeping. You don't sleep at work. Why are you sleeping in church? You see that active guy sleeping now? When he gets out and he gets under the burden of Babylon, yes, when he takes on the burden of Babylon, he's active and he says, I'm a sharp guy. Why are you sleeping in church then? It's hangover, right? No, not the hangover of alcohol. It's the burden of Babylon. But today, the burden of Babylon will be broken over our shoulders. Can I hear a better amen? Okay, please, for the sake of today, let's keep to this. Now, I'm going to permit the churches to meet this week, meaning not Sunday. Do your Tuesday service this week. So God help you find a venue. I will know what church has faith, because whichever has faith would have a venue. I'm just joking. Of course, you'll do your services. Quickly, let's read this. I want to stop now. So we're about to start the word now. So it's, oh, how do you do that? Okay, I just started something that will not stop. That's fine. I'm about to stop. I perceive that this, read now, stop shaking your head. Sorry, I'm just, she was into it. So. But my mind said, no, she's just hearing drop mash. Yes, sister. What does the word holy stand for? No. What I want to tell you is that she said, I perceive this is God. Because, look, if he just said, I perceive this is a man of God, I will have no proof to what I'm about to say. I perceive this is God because he's a holy What does holy mean? How can you perceive that someone is one with God? You can't perceive that unless the Holy Ghost shows you that is your God in this realm. Oh my God, an impartation is about to happen now. You know why? I know your life will change from today. But it's about perception. A person can sit in a Spark Nation. Every Sunday you see hundreds of souls coming to Christ. And you think the main issue is they are asking people to give £200. Something is wrong with their perception. All that they can see, 200. I perceive. That's why I told you we support a ministry that has over 2 jets. I don't care if they have 90. I perceive that this is a man of God. I'm not going to zero their life on their behavior or what they have. This is a God matter. It's on a behavior matter. This is a life matter. Because if she doesn't look at the life of this woman, let's read on quickly. God help her, her perception was right. The greatest evil that happened in this century, Pentecostalism, taught us wrong. Someone said, this is Old Testament. What did Paul say? He said, greet also Urbanus, greet also Priscilla and Aquila, who risked their life for my sake. Why? Their perception was right. He said, look for that man, not that one. The one where Paul said, for they received the word as it were God's word and not the word of men. Read on, sister, quickly. Let's finish this now. I don't know. I'm in a rush to finish though. Yeah. Look, God kept leading Elisha to just pass in front of them. It looks like Steve is trolling, but it's not sense to ask for anything. Please, can you accommodate me? What was God doing? Saying, can you see? Can you perceive? Now, another woman will say, that guy is always roaming the street. Mrs. Soso's on Twitter will say, that guy is always on Periscope. He's always roaming. He's just roaming around. They call the neighbors loitering. But this notable woman, she was only notable because she could take note. Those who cannot note the grace over you, you don't need them. They are not notable. God said, you want to be fighting people on social media. There is no son of anybody doing any important thing in life or daughter that is there commenting. Never. Oh, that's the girl fighting you on social media. She's the daughter of the richest man in America, the black richest man. Nah. Never. So, but let's forget that because that's a whole topic on its own. It passes continually. Then what happens, sister?
Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there.
The first thing was food. Okay. My guys are clocking now. Pastor Dami winked to me and said, upper room. Let us make a small upper room on the wall because it will carry both Pentecost and intercessory ministry. I will stand upon my watchtower. But who provided this for him? He built it himself. Mary Magdalene, Phoebe provided home for God in the realm of men. So Jesus will come in John 15 and say, abide in me and let my word abide in you. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Isn't that what he said? Read on. Did you hear the scripture I just quoted? If you abide in me and my order, because in the beginning was the word was with God, and God himself was the word. What is word? Order. Why do you read Bible? To know the order. So if I want to be rich according to God's word, I have to read the Bible to see that he said the only way to prosperity is giving. Simple. End of matter. I can preach about giving from 10,000 scripture, but the simple fact is still the way to prosperity is giving. Simple. Now, so if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask whatever you will, da 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 da, and it will be done. Can you hold that scripture in your mind? Read, sister, pastor.
Let us put a small
upper
room on the wall.
One.
Let us put a.
No. Wait. You're not reading the let us, you know. Even my Bible reader, I know she's just saying let us. I perceive that this is a holy man of God, but we're going to make him a man. He can't receive from us if he's not a man. So it will be wrong of me as your pastor to come to you and say, I have no need. Because you have no opportunity to make him a man, right? I want you to keep these scriptures and we will work on it during the week at some point. But this is Sunday, so let me close. Let us, now, number one thing, we're going to make him a room in the upper room. Number two, we're going to put there a bed. Can you please note the word that a bed is going to have to be there? Then what again? Three. Four. Five. Some of my darlings are still closed. And now, the last thing we've got to put there is a lampstand. Turn on the light. Buy some oil. Give light and fire. Are we building something today? Or is this level of word too much for a Sunday? I love this Sunday. It looks cozy. It looks like a family. So I like it. I think next week we should go to Croydon. Read on quickly. What did he say? Start from the beginning of verse 12 again. Let's close this service in a moment.
Then he said to Gehazi,
his servant,
call this Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him.
And what?
And he said to him, now, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you?
Now, the reason Jesus spoke in John 15 was, if you don't provide a home for him, you don't care for him, he has nowhere to stay. You know, man can reject God in this realm. Look at John 15. That Pastor Dami, you read that one. Leave this on the screen so you understand why I believe that many lives will change from this service, because your perception will change, more focused. And until that perception changes, the most powerful holy man of God can stand in front of you and you can go out and listen to someone else. And whatever I say is become diluted until it becomes useless. Today, things are so bad that you can turn on Periscope or YouTube and listen to 10,000 messages without perception. What does he say?
I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Is that in KJV?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire.
Isn't it verse 7 we're going to?
Yes, that's right, sir.
Read it, please. Quickly.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you.
My divine order. Do you know something sometimes, friends? Many times, and again, many adults, not our own adults, will reject this, and I understand. Let me talk to you, my friends. Sometimes, what most or the man of God God puts in your life came to do is to set order. And to the adults, you could have been richer than this. If there was certain order in place, said, don't marry that girl. Don't do it. The greatest pleasure of Satan for you as a young person is to live a disorderly life. You will not be able to enforce order by yourself. You know what I train the sons here to do? Once a person always tells you, I'm hearing from God, move away from them. I'm telling you now. You say, oh, God has confirmed it. You say, that's cool. Then what's my involvement in it? I don't want to be involved. Because they will still come back 5 years after and the suffering is the same. God that you've been hearing till the age of 60 and things are still this way, that same God is going to lead you to 70. There are men you would embrace in your life and they set order there. Say, this is the way this goes. And you see order, right? Order prevents the thief from stealing from you. If you drop money somewhere and you don't know how much it is, it's scattered everywhere. You invite thieves because they can steal from disorderliness. Oh my God. Why did I not start preaching early? Oh, you guys were busy singing. That's your problem then. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, Elisha needed to live in the guy's house. Read on quickly. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, yeah?
You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
Simple. So read on, sister.
What can I do for you?
Ask what you desire now. Because you've cared for us, you gave us a dwelling place. When I give the Phoebe's instructions, like, this is how much you give to take care of mission houses. Unless you will not prosper. Unless if it is not men of God who live there. If it is house of parties. Daily Mail house. It's their own father's house that is doing party every night. Not me. I'm on Periscope with you every night. After that Periscope, I just say, oh yeah, it's party time. And tell my friends, it's party. And then Papa, they do party every night now. They provided food, a dwelling place, a lampstand, a bed. Do you know many of you Phoebes or Lydias or women of substance, God will give you furniture business and you will prosper so much from it, unless if Priscilla was not a tent maker. They said, no, amen, Lord. Give me back my prayer. I know why you didn't say amen. You want to be CEO of, you know, all those businesses you've registered that you keep telling HMRC not trading. Barren, barren. So I'm impacting things on you now, and the sisters were looking. I said, God will give you furnishing businesses and you will prosper therein. Read on, sister. I've got to close now by all means necessary.
Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king?
What do you desire? Skip that.
She answered, I dwell among my own people.
Meaning I'm in flesh enough. Don't worry.
So
don't worry about speaking to the king on my behalf. I'm in flesh. Go on. Can I ask you, Phoebe, and by Phoebe, even if you are not in that 100 people's group, you can be in Lydia, you can be in da-da-da-da. Can I ask you to have notable friends? Or have a notable friend? That's not goggling. They are here among you. It's either she's notable or she's a gossip. There's no gossiper that is notable. You know why? They note other people, but they don't perceive people. Gossip is misinterpretation of people. God said, be careful. You don't go call someone that I bless cursed. Because your life finishes there. Read on, ma. There is no difference between her and Sarah. It is the same spirit. It's not different, but time will not permit me to go on.
When he had called her, she stood in the door
and said, what?
About this time next year.
Isn't that what the angels told Sarah? This is time and time again. About this time next year. Can I prophesy to the sisters, about this time next year, there will be a notable rising over your life. Shout amen. Are the brothers listening to me? Brothers, listen. Listen. In case when we have women's service, you say, yes, women, stop. If there is no Eunice and Louise, there's no Timothy. So you better begin to look at our sisters and prophets and pray for them, because Timothy is not coming until Grandma Eunice and Mother Louise. So ladies, tell the men, shape me, don't use me. This guy wants to sleep with every lady. You're sleeping with Louise. Louise is now pregnant for Timothy. Oh God, use me. No, Louise is pregnant. Hey, sisters, turn to the brothers. Forget about their scary face and tell them, shape me, don't use me. My Lord, man of God, don't lie to me. She's gone, trap mashing. Read now.
He said,
Kosobrahande. Read. About this time next year, all the sisters, listen to me. You will embrace a son. Listen, that's not just childbearing. New things, new risings, new breakthrough over your lives. I command an impartation. Rise on your feet and shout amen. Timothy is coming. Sit down. Oh, we're about to pray now. Verse 17, quickly. The woman conceived. Whatever the dream the Phoebes have, what will be the power for this woman who has... No, listen, she was created as a woman to bear children. Why did nature or her calling not make her bear children? She can't. She needs to connect to God. But for those many years, she didn't see God until Elijah was born. At the appointed time, and Elijah had to do a fashion parade in front of her. Again. And Elisha did not know who she was, but she knew. Someone said, you know, my wife is a designer. She quickly knows. I said, yeah, bad people. You always know that. She's bad. He's bad. I don't like her. I don't like him. He's bad. Can she design a millionaire for you? No chance. But your case is different. The Lord will open your eyes today. The Lord will open your understanding today. Can I hear a better amen, sisters? But the woman conceived, bore a son when the appointed time had come. What is the appointed time? Elisha's time. I'm just waiting on my God's time. Have you heard Elisha do? Because if Elisha has not fixed the time, you are waiting in vain. Where was appointed time before Elisha? At the appointed time, who appointed the time? Elisha. But who appointed the time? God. I will wait on you. Calm down now. Good song for the rhythm of it. But sometimes I'm looking around and say, oh, you will wait for so long if you don't hear the word today. Those are the things Pentecostal people used to calm themselves down. I'm waiting for my time. As Elisha has spoken, we're about to speak today. None of the words of my mouth will come back to me. They will fulfill in your life that which they are sent to do. They will be like the rain. They don't go back until they've answered and wet the earth. And I speak over you today. By this time next year, you will rise. Malika Tosobrahande. The worshippers can come. Elisha told her, sit down still, please. Finish it. Then you know the story. Then the child died. Then God woke him up again. You see, this is the problem. The Shunammite woman did not detach from the Lord. Because she did not do it in the first place for the child. I know. She's gotten to a place in her life that she was fine without the child. But God came with the child. So if the child dies, oh, how do you sustain stagnation, sustainability? If he dies, he will have to wake him up again. Because nobody has for this. As long as you don't disconnect from source. Then say, why do you give back to churches so much money? Because I understand source. Source don't need to be as posh as you are. You don't need to preach the message of the source. It's just being still connected, very much so. And it's called your power base, right? There is no people that disconnect like church people. Church people, if the next neighbor to you annoy you today, they can just go to another church. Pentecostalism has finished us. Turned us into non-entity. This lady said, I don't worship idols. But you just worshipped a person because of what they did to you, and you moved because of them. I told you the greatest evil I saw in church. I've seen people convert from Word Church to Revival Church. Converting. In the same church. You know when you hear such things, you sit there and say, why is human like this? Some worm is just going on in our mind. Worms, serpent. Then the craving comes. And you know what happens when you enter a new church, you enter with worship. You say, the way my life is changing here. That's worship. Calm down. Be a notable woman. Be a woman whose mind. I'm asking for 3 offerings today. And none of those offerings have money in it. Next week, we're going to have an outreach like never before in Croydon or Metropole. Today, the women paid for the service. Next week, the men should pay for it. What do you mean, no? What? You can't pay what you don't know the price of. We should leave it to the women, right? Sisters, I told God one thing on my way here. I told God one thing. Today, as we worship and I lay hands, I want every call God puts on me to rest on our sisters today. So, I remember my own biological father and spiritual father praying for me and saying, every grace that I have, I put over you. Then I remember Pastor Bakari praying for me and said, after I said in English, he said, everything you've put on me, put on him. Then I remember Pastor E. Adeboye praying for me and saying, everything upon me, put on him. I brought everything today. And I want to put on all the Phoebes in this house. I want to put on all the sisters in this house. Wait, let me tell you. This is not exaggeration. It is God's power. It is the power of God. Why am I saying that? Why will that work? Because they provided a house for him. They provided food for him. They put clothing on him. And I've said, Lord, if I would accept anything for this generation, I will not accept poverty. None of the 3 men that I've said to you now can ever come here and preach poverty. And I'll say, yes. I'll say, no. They say, oh, well, how can you disagree with me? I say, of course, you've already given me. You already gave me, so it's not like, oh, and there was an exchange. It's too late. There was an exchange. So, please pray for me. No. There was an exchange of value. Forget the money. It's the value. God told me to tell you this as I stop. You know what connects you to the fire and power? Is honor. The only thing that connects you to power that people carry is honor. That's all. You want the fire, it is honor. When the devil wanted to bring Pentecostalism down, he removed honor. He told people you can go to God yourself. Forget about the honor of man. Then the question still remains, but he gave gift to men. For the perfecting of the saints. Why is Jesus not perfecting the saints himself? In other words, when you cry to God for your perfecting, and your perfecting includes good marriage or money or whatever you call perfecting, when you call God for that perfecting, it sends you to man. When you come to the heavenly realm and you say, Lord, perfect me, say, unfortunately, we can't do it. Go back to London City. If you are young, you have to meet a guy called PT, because without him, you can't be perfected. If you are old, I don't know who. Thank you. Pastor Obi just quoted a scripture. When Paul encountered Jesus and he became blind, what did God tell him? He said, go to the city. You will meet a man. There is a man in this house today. And there are men of God all over this place. So we are standing on holy grounds. And I know there are angels all around. So let us praise him. Is there any worship? You know what I discovered about Livingstone? Let me tell you. Wait. I discovered it last week. When the service start, they come with a fresh grace. So I'm wondering, why do they get weak at power time? You know what happened? The power in the house increases and they can't meet it up. It dawned on me last Sunday in Grange. So I'm like, why is it weak? Why is it weak? And sometimes you see, but they said the power has gone up. They haven't paid the price yet. So they can't meet up. Oh, you see, but you see, there are Phoebes among them, so power is going to grow up today. You see, there are Nidias among them, there will be a surge of power today. You know what happened? You know why I know I came with this grace today? As we were praising God, three sisters came to greet me. And each time I lay hands on them, I feel something left. Now, if you know the anointing, you will know. Jesus said, someone touched me. They said, can you feel virtue leave? Three times I felt virtue leave, so I said, I'm not going to pray for anybody anymore. Let me use this after. It's for everybody. They said, virtue left me. I felt something left. Sisters, you're rising. Your time has come. Someone said, I'm a daughter of nobody. The reason why that happened is because you will be the first in your family to carry that family into something. I don't like it when you don't shout amen. I'm talking to sisters and brothers who are tired of status quo. People that God is trying to raise as deliverers. I'm talking to Deborahs and Phoebes and Mary Magdalene's and Rahabs. Before I pray, if you are here this afternoon and you are bound by the chain in Babylon, but you are tired of where you grew up. I came from one of the lowest places in Nigeria. You're tired of what you saw growing up. You're tired of sin. You're tired of poverty. Especially sin, which breeds poverty. As all movement stops now. Either male or female. So that this blessing can also be yours. You've got to live where you are. Some of you left a relationship at home. The only thing the guy does not know is that you're not coming back. But the only way you will not come back to that life and say, Pastor, forgive me, I got pregnant and said, you don't need my forgiveness. You just tick the box of the statistics. But you don't need to condemn yourself. You can turn to God. Today, I've got some Phoebes to pray for. But before I do that, you want a fresh walk with God. Someone say, why, Pastor, do you hate sin this much? Because sin is a matter of honor. I can be drawn to the opposite sex, but because of my honor for God, I won't. It's a honor thing. I'm not going to call him and be far from him. And that's why there is so much fear of God in this atmosphere. Hundreds of us, maybe a thousand, maybe hundreds, whatever. I don't care if it is one person or two. I just feel God is going to pull somebody out of that dunghill. I've got 5 minutes to pray for those souls. If there's anyone here, you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to say, I'm breaking free today.